Today from the Ohio Newsroom, poetry as a tool for reentry.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, providing students with the tools to explore and transform the world around them through online degree programs built on a foundation of social, economic, and environmental justice. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford.
There is nothing fine about being confined. Prison is painful. I wonder if my mother look at me shameful from her angle because her angel has her heart tangled.
That's Wes Robinson, also known as Wall Street Wes. He's one of the five formerly incarcerated people highlighted in IdeaStream's new Sound of Us series. It follows Ohioans who have been to prison and are now working as activists. The latest installment comes out today. Cardell Belfour produced the series and helped each activist write poetry on their reentry experiences. Cardell, you started writing and teaching poetry while you were in prison at Grafton Correctional Institute. What led you to poetry?
Poetry to me, the whole time there was therapy. Like, whatever problems I had, I write it out. And not necessarily about what went on. I just write about how I'm feeling. And I sit back and it'll be therapy for me. I feel better when I put the pen down, set it down, read my work. I'm not even thinking about what I was going through.
And it sounds like you're not alone in that. In your interview with Robinson, he described writing as a way to process his imprisonment and its aftermath.
Poetry is a natural way for a human being to ground themselves outside of self-medicating yourself, outside of destructing yourself.
Help us understand the struggle of reentry beyond the logistical concerns, you know, healthcare, housing, getting a job. There also must be a big psychological identity component, right?
I'm glad you asked that because, like, when I go back inside to talk to the guys, I tell them about the real issues, not just what they seeing on the news, not the fear, not the housing, not none of that. I tell them about everyday life, the struggles of just working a cell phone. A lot of them guys was gone. It was not no cell phones. So I try to tell them the things that they don't really even think about. You know what I mean? So to be ready for it.
When we talk about reentry, so often the focus is on getting people what they need to acclimate. But your series goes beyond that and looks at how these people are serving their communities, whether that's helping with housing or helping young mothers. Why did you choose to highlight these stories of activism?
I'm an artist, so I'm going to advocate for the people because I know what's right and wrong in my mind. So, like, with those guys, they doing the same thing. Each one of them have their own story that's just as amazing or more amazing than the next person's. You know, like Linda. You will see her, Linda Howard. She's Young Mothers of Cleveland. She advocating for the young females out there that's having babies at early ages. And we need that. We need everybody to be tapped in because when we come out here, regular citizens look at us like, he going back or whatever. Then you have those that's in fear of people like coming out of prison.
What do you want people to take away from this series?
I want people to understand that if they see any hope, that's that light. Just understand that was them working on themselves. That's what rehabilitation looked like. The system can't rehabilitate me. I have to want to rehabilitate myself.
That's Cardell Belfour. He's a poet and producer of IdeaStream's Sound of Us series, highlighting formerly incarcerated activists. Thank you so much, Cardell.
Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.